Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Pierce, if you feel like standing.
If you don't mind, you can bow your heads. Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give each and every member of this court your divine wisdom, and those that are not present today, be with them wherever they may be, in the doctor's office, in the hospital, or wherever. Not just those guys, anyone within our county family of employees that are down ill or anything else, please be with them. And Lord, please be with this area to make sure that we weather this weather event. We ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me to bless our great nation.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we had originally scheduled a 9 o'clock workshop with the city of China, which had to be postponed as a result of weather, as well as an executive session planned for 9:45, got postponed until will be rescheduled. So we're having our regular meeting today, and we'll begin with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve amendment. That says amendment number 2, but it's actually amendment number 4. To the contract RFP 16-010YS for lease of property that were required as a result of buyout to transfer lease of property from Oscar and Amber Olvera to Lori Weekly. Item B is consider and approve a disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have 5 items. Item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 4 to purchase their purifiers for the office in the amount of $1,000. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution authorizing county grant, Texas Department of Agriculture, home delivered meal grant program for nutrition and services for seniors for fiscal year 2021-2022. Item C is consider and approve, receive and file sheriff and constable fees to be effective January 1st, 2022. Item D is consider and approve a resolution for the 2022 Indigent Defense Formula Grant application. And item E is regular county bills, check numbers 486379 through 486577. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion?
The question I have, is it a special purifier? Is it problems if they have medical going on over there?
On the what? Air purifiers? I don't know what that was for. Patrick, you know?
Actually, I just think it's probably for the office and for the staff, and don't know that there's any building. Could be more medical type or cleaning the air for COVID. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, let's have it under County Commissioners. We have one item to receive and file the executed 7th maintenance grant contract number 2219053. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And that completes our rather short agenda for this week, thankfully. Commissioner Senegal and Commissioner Bush had to be out. I know Commissioner Bush had a medical appointment that he couldn't reschedule. And Commissioner Senegal is the same issue. have thus far gone, come through this storm pretty well. At present, there are 469,000 households without power in the state of Texas. There are 12,788 across the Entergy service area that are without power, and about 3,200 in 15 in Jefferson County. The Entergy crews will not be able to get out and address those issues until the wind gusts drop below 35 miles per hour, which we hope is going to be in the next couple of hours. But a lot of them, speaking with the emergency management coordinators of the various cities, they believe that many of them are just fuse issues that should be able to be restored relatively quickly. And there remains today, although we feel like the rain's going to taper off significantly through the afternoon, there remains a very marginal risk for tornadic activity in Jefferson County through 1 o'clock tomorrow morning. So we want the traveling public to be aware of that and be vigilant.
Judge,
yes, sir.
In our precinct, we got four flooded roads and one tree across the road, which we've already picked up.
And okay, so, and I know that precinct two had a tree across the road on Highway 365, which the Emergency Services District in Finette went out and mostly removed, and then TxDOT completed that. Anything to report, precinct four, Commissioner?
We had a tree down, just some debris that flew. That was it.
Well, we were very fortunate in that we'd gone through an extended dry period before this. We were fortunate on a couple of fronts. Number one, we'd gone through an extended dry period prior to this storm, making landfall, so our bios and rivers were down, and our ground was able to receive a lot of moisture. Secondly, we had been told during the National Weather Service calls and with our discussions with local meteorologists over the last 2 days that the intensity of the rainfall was going to depend on how far inland the storm went, and we're fortunate that it stayed so far south because it kept most of the bands of heavy rain offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, which is unfortunate for Louisiana because now as it moves to the northeast, it'll bring a lot of rain onshore and south central and central Louisiana, but there is a chance, according to Greg Bostwick, that we might actually see some sun this afternoon, and I consider us very fortunate. I gauged it by looking at the underpasses in the area. They're not filled with water, so that's a good sign that we weathered it pretty well. We hope that relatively soon everybody will be able to return to normal school and work schedules. And that's my report. Anything from commissioners, anything y'all or any of the other officials in Mr. Erickson?
While he's walking up, I'd say I don't know if any homes flooded.
And I'm not aware. I talked at 3:30 this morning to Jeremy Hansen out at the Belfinet area, and they were not aware of any homes that had flooded out in that area. They were going to begin as soon as the sun came up to do some drive arounds. And we got similar good reports from Chief Gonzalez and others out in the unincorporated areas that things were looking pretty good. And Mr. White had continued discussions with the city EOCs, and things were looking pretty good in the cities other than minor street flooding and some traffic issues.
Judge, just a reminder, all the department heads, elected officials, if you do have any damage in your buildings, please send me an email, let me know so we get that list. Heard a couple of reports of some minor leaks. We need to figure out if those are warranty issues, if there's roof issues that need to be prepared. I don't expect any significant damage to me. The insurance deductible threshold, but we still need to know about those issues.
Okay, and you are aware of the issues at the tax office in Mid County?
Yes, and they're that's probably going to be a penalty.
Very good. Anything further?
I did talk to Greg at the buildings down here, and he knows of no damage at all.
Very good. Well, we have an 11 o'clock closed session with our county.
I don't know that we're, I talked to Kathleen, and I don't think she has anything to present on that 11 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll put it on next week if she desires for it to be on. If that's it, then we have completed our work with respect to Commissioner's Court for the day at least. And if there's nothing further, then we're adjourned. Thank you so very much.